outside of New York and the rest of civilization, the big sports story right now is the Super Bowl.
That's right.
It's the Packers and the Steelers. It's a Sunday. We all know how big this game is. We all know about everything that goes on.
The cheeseheads and the terrible towels.
We are going to go down to Dallas right now. We're going to be joined by Brian Caravo, who runs the website cheeseheadtv.com. We're going to bring Brian in. Brian, Eric Merlis, and Derek Wozniak, how are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Very good. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
No problem.
I know you're down enjoying the festivities in Dallas. Media day today. I'm sure that you probably have your own personal one or two pretty funny stories that you can relate with everybody about what went on today.
Yeah, media day, as everybody sees on television, can get pretty crazy. Some of the more interesting things I saw was I shouldn't call it a reporter, a correspondent for Nickelodeon, all dressed up in some sort of superhero gear, asking inane questions of the players. And
my son would have liked that one, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so things like that happen all day long.
Of the guys that you talked to, now obviously I know you've talked to quite a few of the Packers along the way. Who today stood out as the most engaging personality that people probably don't realize?
I talked to Packers punter Tim Maske, and he's really come on as of late this season. New York fans might remember him, actually, in the Jets game. He was named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week during their regular season meeting, and he performed really well that game at something like 5 punts inside the 20, and had a chance to talk to him today and asked him whether he thought he was having a season that made him one of the best punters in the NFL, at least from midseason on. And he said he would take that as a compliment, though he wouldn't necessarily agree with it. And but he just seems like a genuine person and really an emerging player in the NFL at his position.
Yeah, Brian, I'm sure people have seen enough by now of Clay Matthews Jr.'s hair and maybe heard about a few other defenders, but I think one of the keys, aside from Dom Capers' scheme, is B.J. Raji. He's a total monster and the key spot, nose tackle, in a 3-4 defense. Can you speak a little bit about him and what you've seen out of him the last few weeks besides that touchdown he scored last week?
That got him all the attention, but he's really come on this season. His rookie season last year was kind of a nondescript, certainly not a failure by any means, but he battled through injuries and has really come on to be a factor this year for the Packers. I think he had 6.5 sacks during the regular season, and for a 3-4 nose tackle in the NFL, that's quite a few.
Yeah,
and
it is.
But he's a run stuff as well, and certainly one of the reasons the Packers have gone as far as they have this.
Are you still there?
We didn't lose him, did we?
Hello?
Oh, okay, you're still there. We thought I lost
your reception there, your cell phone, kid. I'll keep going. That's okay.
Let's talk a little bit more about, obviously the defense. Everybody knows about that with all the characters on there. When you mentioned Raji, and obviously, you have Clay Matthews. On the offensive side of the ball, though, obviously rotates around the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who correct me if I'm wrong, but this playoff run really takes him out of the shadow of Brett Favre and has made him his own man and really has cast him as an elite quarterback. Do you get the sense that it's a different player now than he was maybe midseason?
I probably wouldn't agree with that. Aaron Rodgers has kind of been the same person ever since he became the Packers' starting quarterback. He's always been very humble and really handled the whole Favre situation well. Back from the first day that Favre retired, until today, he's really kind of stayed the same person and true to himself and true to the team, and he happens to Tanaka is, he happens to say all the right things all the time, which has really gained him a lot of fans in Green Bay, I think.
Oh, I would imagine so. Listen, he missed a game. That's the only thing that kept him under 4,000 yards passing. And I agree with you. I think he had a lot of class, not only when he took over, but even as a backup. He waited at least two full seasons, if my memory serves me correct, before he got the job full-time. And the kid has done a great job. Faced no more pressure than anybody else taking over for Favre. Let me ask you this question. With Ryan Grant out, I mean, obviously this offense, the whole focus goes right on him, because even though Starks has done a good job running the ball, I mean, people are focused on Aaron Rodgers and his passing game, right?
Yeah, the Packers are known for their passing game, and it's going to be even more so during the Super Bowl, because the Steelers are so good at stopping the run. I think they were number one in the entire NFL against the run this season.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So,
this was one of the all-time great run defenses in terms of statistics. So, yeah.
Certainly. So Aaron Rodgers and his deep receiving core will be on display on Super Bowl Day.
Well, most people are aware of Greg Jennings. Give us one or two other names you think have to step up big time, because Greg Jennings is going to be the one guy that, if they're going to focus on any one wide receiver on that team, it's going to be number 85.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is certainly the name people know the most, perhaps, but you know, the Packers wide receiver core is more than one person. They have Donald Driver, who's a longest tenured player on the Packers and himself a former Pro Bowler, really one of the veteran leaders on the team. And then your number three and four receivers are James Jones and Jordy Nelson, and they're just hampered by being number three and four on the depth chart. They'd be one or two for other teams in the NFL.
Right, and the only other thing I had that I want to know about is, who do you think is going to be a bigger factor, Starks as a running back or Kuhn as a fullback?
Oh, good question. James Starks has just come along lately, but Kuhn has been there all season long,
right,
and he does more than just carry the ball. He's certainly a good blocking fullback. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. As well as they come at the fullback position, and they like to go to Kuhn in short yardage situations and on the goal line, so he could be a surprise candidate to get a touchdown.
Now, up in New York, we're starting to get all this ice and stuff like that that's coming in the way through the country. It's real cold down in Dallas right now. What are they saying about the weather? Is this going to be something that extends into the weekend? What have you heard so far? It's got to be a big topic, I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it has been a big topic. I just saw happen to see on Twitter today. I haven't confirmed if this is true, but somebody said it's the coldest it's been in Dallas since, like, 1996.
Wow.
So it is cold here, and the weather was just terrible over the past 24 hours.
And you're from Green Bay,
rain.
You're saying that.
The factors that kind of came together at once, with freezing rain turning to ice, just layered. You know, Dallas is not able to handle that, or rarely handles that as much as Wisconsin does.
No, you got to toughen up. You're a cheesehead, man. It's 7 months like that up there.
Yeah, schools closed. The airport was closed.
Wow.
So hopefully it can only get better from here on out.
And it's funny, everybody, when they gave the Super Bowl to New York in a couple of years, everybody was complaining about how can you play this game outdoors and all the cold weather. Well, hey, if it's going to happen in Dallas, then big deal if it happens in New York, right?
Yeah. Suppose the only difference would be that the game is outside,
right,
in New York, and this game will be played indoors. But as far as the events leading up to the Super Bowl, they've experienced almost the worst they can possibly get.
Well, you know, you're going to be down there. You're going to be enjoying all the festivities. I hope you have a good time, and I hope you enjoy the game, and that you stay warm while you're down there.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it,
anytime.
Brian. You bet. Thanks, Brian.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Take
Good
care.
Luck in the big game, kid.